It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I like this crate. Chad, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
This crate is great.
Shut up. So he's got a crate, which, by the way, Metcalf listener, he brought it in. He brought one record in a crate.
One record. Not even Metcalf would do that.
He did.
Crates are tough to come by.
It's sitting underneath the desk now, so Evan can put his foot on it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe T can put it here. I'm telling you, though, this crate is fantastic.
It's a game changer.
Oh, I feel just like a new man.
Is there anything worse than sitting in a real high chair that doesn't have good support for your feet?
Your feet just dangle?
Yeah.
Everyone's tall, okay?
Yeah, you feel like a toddler, too.
Yeah, sitting on a couch.
Like, if I ever go to a bar, I'll never sit on a... I hate sitting on the high stools.
Oh, so do I.
I got friends who insist on it, and I go, don't sit on the high stools.
You gotta sit where it's low. Look at my legs just dangling there.
It's really like an adult version of a high chair, too.
Kind of, except you're not buckled in, although some bars should have that, but it could hurt when you fall.
There's nothing like a good sit, Evan.
This sit today, Chad, I'm telling you.
You got a good sit going.
I got a good sit going. I got a good lean.
Yeah,
good posture's lean. Awful.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But that's what I am comfortable, and that's all that matters to me.
I had a biology teacher, I remember, when I was in high school, and she said, Chad, sit up straight. You're going to grow up, and you're going to have a hunch.
What'd you say?
And I said, I got a hunch. Honestly, you should shut up.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm genuinely starting to feel bad for Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, these rumors going around about infidelities with Prince William and all this stuff. And maybe that's why she isn't making these appearances. Even though they very obviously said she's going in for an abdominal surgery and that she wouldn't make an appearance until after Easter. Now they've bumped that back till later in April. But They've actually found there have been breaches in privacy at the private hospital in which she got the surgery. Staff are searching through her medical records, trying to help the newspapers out to find out exactly what she got.
Oh, well, and
how
trying to make some money, right?
Like, well, yeah, for
that's,
sure.
That's crazy.
Huge money for that. So the latest rumor is, and again, this is a rumor, but the rumor is she had some sort of treatment for Crohn's or colitis. And that she's got a temporary colostomy bag. And that may be why she's not going up.
Well, you know,
if that is the case, can we blame her?
No.
I mean, if she's had a major abdominal surgery, these things take a long time to recover from. Like, I don't even like the royal family, okay?
No.
I think it's silly. I think it's ridiculous. I don't think they should exist. Definitely don't think tax dollars should go towards
them. Not ours. They can have them over there.
However, she's still a human being.
That's exactly it. But, man, anything to make a dollar, right? They're searching, like you say, searching through those medical files, trying to sell that off to newspapers. So, and if someone had something to sell off.
Right.
And you go to a paper, they're going to try and sell it for the most money they can, right? They're going to go back and forth and do some bartering and everything.
I hear somebody went through your medical records and tried to sell them to the Western producer. Is that true?
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
These scammers, they're getting smart, man. Like, back in the day, it used to just be, I was some Nigerian prince that was asking for money to get out of jail.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore. Somebody who's kind of famous. I mean, not famous enough for us to know, but they're a writer for the LA Times. Their name was Deborah Vanken.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting, actually, her friend was in hospital going through a surgery. So she's sitting in hospital going through her phone. And then all of a sudden she sees an article pop up about how she's dead.
Huh.
So an obituary.
So she clicked on it, obviously.
Well, yeah, of course. More than an obituary, it had an AI generated news story about how she had died in a car crash, and like a news anchor actually delivering the story with her photo in the background, car wreckage. Like, it looked like a legit news story.
Wow.
So why did they do this? How are the scammers making money off of this? Well, because she's kind of famous, people were like, hey, I know that name,
right?
All right. Like, people locally were like, I know that name. So they would click on it, and sure as hell, these scammers would make money on the advertising revenue.
Huh.
just by getting the clicks. So they would get enough clicks to you know, get a couple of shekels.
Yeah.
To get them down the road a little bit more and scam right. somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be on their way.
Well, I'll be. That's pretty smart.
How much money do you think we could scam? Because we're not famous by any means. But I think we're, like, big enough that if we were to die, people would be like, oh, that idiot died?
I don't know how much money.
Click on it and they'd try and figure out how we died. I mean, me, it'd clearly be a coronary disease or something.
Probably both of us.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But people would
liver
click.
Failure.
Maybe. People would click. Maybe we should do that. Let's generate some fake scam stories about our death, and we'll donate the money to charity.
No, I'm not a charity.
No, that's the scam, Evan.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Good topic brought up. What businesses do you think are fronts?
Now, I don't want to say any names.
No. We're not going to get specific.
That store's been there a long time, and yeah. I've never seen the open sign. Even once flicker.
Well, before we went to air, you said there sure are a lot of pizza places out there.
There is a lot of pizza places.
Now, I suggest that not all of them are always quite busy.
No. And not that many people eating pizza. Now, I love pizza.
But
love
we have pizza. A lot of pizza places.
We have a ton of pizza places.
So, yeah, I wonder about that. Sometimes I also see a lot of gas stations that don't get a lot of people in them.
I mean, you're not driving by. That's the thing. We're not driving by these places all the time to see.
No.
It may be takeout, delivery.
Right.
You know?
But, you know, you'll see places that don't offer great service. And you go, there's no way they're making a go of things.
It's like, what?
It's almost like they're intentionally trying not to.
They give you a dirty look when you walk in. They're like, hey, we don't actually do anything here.
Yeah.
Get out.
There's sometimes convenience stores that you'll walk into.
Right.
They're usually selling, like, Sons of Anarchy shirts. And you're like, hey, well, like, when you have to, like, blow the dust off the Gatorade in the cooler, you know?
And sometimes the cooler doors don't even open.
Right.
Right? They just make it seem like they're going to open, but they don't.
There's something shady going on there.
Yeah. And it's not just around here, though. Let's be clear.
No, it's
every city in the world.
It's everywhere. The car washes.
That, you know, there's been a lot of car washes that open up around here.
Maybe that's just because I've seen Breaking Bad too many times.
Chad and Evan Daly.
He's talking about Limp Bizkit playing at Lollapalooza, Argentina.
Oh, dude, there's been so much footage going around on the internet about their show.
Like
everybody's been very excited by it.
They opened up with Break Stuff, and the crowd sang it, and then they played it again at the end because they didn't get to actually sing and do it.
Yeah. Like, we're talking, there are over 100,000 people there.
Yeah.
And they are going nuts.
The crowd, the entire crowd is up and down.
Yeah.
And it would just... One of the coolest things to watch.
So I think we should take this time, Evan, to say three words.
We told.
No, it's more than three.
It's four.
Words. We told you so.
That's right. We've been talking Limp Bizkit up for years now.
Listen,
years.
We know that they went away. Okay?
But
we know that.
Not to us.
They didn't to us.
Not once.
We are 40-year-old men. They did not leave our lives.
Ever.
Okay? And we're not... And you know what? All those people that are like, hey, I'm jumping back on the Limp Bizkit train. Guess what I say to you?
We've been running that locomotive from day one.
And you're welcome. You are welcome on this train because more people on the Limp Bizkit train, the better.
That's right.
All right? Thank you.
We'll add more cars.
Yeah.
We'll put a couple extra cabooses on.
Thank you, world, for finally realizing again that Limp Bizkit is awesome. Now, puddle of mud.
No,
it's
Chad.
It's your turn.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Sad news coming down in the NHL yesterday. Chris Simon. Mm-hmm. He was one of my all-time favorite goons. Still is, I guess.
Right.
He passed away at 52. Announced yesterday, I guess. Passed away. Yes, Monday night. His children and family are grieving the sudden loss of their father, son, brother, friend, and teammate. So we know what that typically means when that comes out.
Sadly, especially with enforcers, you know.
Well, and that's just it.
CTE,
I mean, and
things like that.
And that hits close to home here in Regina with Derek Bugard, Rick Rippon.
Yeah,
like it's just, you know. But Chris Simon, 52, like super young.
Always had the long hair.
And that's the thing. Just real long. Like, he looked... He, like, you think...
He looked like a
lot of the enforcers would look like enforcers, like a tough guy, but he looked like a tough guy. Yeah, he was looking mean looking, really apparently like a, just a really good guy.
Right.
But just, yeah, tough, miserable on the ice. A guy lot of you those guys play are, with. Though.
They're gentle giants off the ice.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, and then they get on the ice and they just turn into beasts.
Oh, yeah. So just another sad day with NHL, and that's why you don't see the enforcers out there as much. Like, there's still the fighting, and it's an important part of the game, and I'll never say it's not. But like, they're just the concussion protocol now, and everything is just so important, and it's good to see it's being taken, I guess, somewhat more seriously.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Roadhouse.
The, and it's not a remake, because they're redoing it. They're totally, like, it's a different story, all right?
Yeah.
But the new Roadhouse will be out on Amazon Prime Video tomorrow.
People are getting excited for this one.
This is listen, Roadhouse, for a lot of people like of our generation, was the first time we saw nudity in a movie for a lot of us.
Well, right? Roadhouse. Not for me.
Well, no, you were well ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
But you're also quite a bit older. First time you saw was Charlie Chaplin movie, probably. But...
In the knickers,
yeah,
right,
yeah, that's right.
Big long ones down to the knees.
Sure, riding a big giant bike,
yeah,
with a big front wheel, small tiny back wheel.
That's right,
yeah,
yeah. You know the one.
I do. But Roadhouse is out tomorrow. The reviews, they're not great. What did you expect them to be?
Yeah, do you care?
It's Roadhouse.
You're looking at drunken fights.
Yeah,
and that's what you're gonna get.
And you're probably gonna see some nudity. There's gonna be some fast cars driving around. You got Conor McGregor, which, by the way, they say he's horrible in it.
Oh yeah.
But what do you expect Conor McGregor to be that great in it?
So I wonder who the band's gonna be. Is it Jeff Healey?
Yeah, well, it's not gonna be Jeff Healey.
Well, obviously, but I wonder who else it'll be.
I don't know.
That's what that's the one I'm most interested in, because the Jeff Healey thing was pretty cool.
Sure. That was very cool. Yeah. So Jake Gyllenhaal is the new Patrick Swayze, and they just say, listen, Jake, good try, but you don't have the riz, as they say, to pull it off like Patrick Swayze. The Swayze? Nobody's going to beat the Swayze.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You're lucky to have us.
I wasn't expecting that. Earlier this week, we were talking about, I do believe it was earlier this week, maybe it was last, about The Crow and how there's a remake coming out here this year.
We just talked about Roadhouse.
Yeah. And there's that one.
Yeah.
But there are some movies that are better off being left alone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. There is a movie that came out back in 1984. I didn't watch it back then.
Uh-huh.
I didn't watch it till I was older.
Right.
The Never-Ending Story.
Oh, yeah, with the big fluffy dog thing.
A fantasy novel. One of the saddest scenes in any movie.
Don't ruin it for me.
Is when the horse gets stuck in the mud. Atreyu. It's crying.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, talking about remaking The Never-Ending Story.
You know,
fresh film adaptation 40 years later.
I'm actually okay with it.
No,
don't
you're
want
not.
Your kids to have the never ending story in their life?
They have it, and it's there from 1984. Yeah,
but it doesn't hold up. Does it still hold up? The special effects in it are horrible.
Sure. Those special effects.
Like, he was basically riding bedding in the sky is what it was. It was
kinda.
They were like, hey, here's a whole bunch of pillows, put a silly dog face on it.
And it just like looks so mechanical when it moves, right? Like, you can just kinda hear the mechanisms,
you can hear
like
the gears.
Yeah, exactly. There were three never ending story movies though.
And
really, the only one people talk about is the first one. You know, Fred Savage is in the bed and he's talking and
you know the ironic thing, Evan?
What?
It ended.
It didn't end. It's still going. They're still flying up in the sky.
That's
Fred.
So now you're finally getting it, Evan. That's why it's being remade. It's never ending. It will always be remade.
So you're telling me 40 years from this year, they'll make another one?
Well, if they don't, they should call it The Ending Story.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.